Under most circumstances, we would be elated by the post-session silence of the legislative lambs as Florida sinks deeper into its summer coma. After all, the calling of a special session by the governor would likely only signal more restrictions on human decency and fewer regulations on businesses and guns and rich people. Sometimes silence is the best we can hope for. But the willful ambivalence of the governor and legislative leadership to even consider reconvening when both justice and lives are so clearly at stake sends a message that our representatives are even more cynical than the unprincipled fat cats we had them pegged for. For more than a week, an increasingly organized and vocal contingent of Dream Defenders has called on Governor Scott, from directly outside his office, to at least consider the flaws with the state's trend-setting stand-your-ground law and other iniquities in the justice system with a special session. That would seem like a good means of saving face after another national embarrassment. No thanks, says Scott. A fake task force already reviewed the situation and everything is A-OK. Likewise, even though the federal government continues to remind the state that it's not too late to call a special session and sort out this Medicaid expansion nonsense, you know, in exchange for $50 billion to cover more than a million residents, the silence in Tallahassee is deafening. This despite the political about-face from the governor in favor of the expansion earlier this year. When did not governing become the new governing? Probably about the same time standing your ground became synonymous with murder.